In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Usually, when I get to church on Monday morning, my first order of business for the beginning of every week is to read over the epistle and the gospel lesson for the upcoming Sunday. It's a habit that really I began way back at seminary, and for some reason it stuck with me all these years. And now as a priest, it serves me really well because it sets in place, usually, a central theme for each week throughout the entire year. And it gives me a chance to address this theme now as a priest when I meet with those that God places in my path each and every week. But this habit also, again, generally, serves another purpose. A purpose that I've really come to greatly appreciate. Probably because it's implanted in my mind and in my heart and in my soul at the beginning of each and every week. And I'm listening for it throughout the week. But this theme also serves as a foundation for what I'm able to learn from those that God places in my path each and every week. And for me, because of this habit, my heart and my mind and my soul are deeply edified on a daily basis. Much more from what I learn from others than from what little I'm able to share with those I meet every day. And this week is no exception. As I first read the epistle and the gospel lesson for today, last Monday, it seemed to me that God would be filling my week with opportunities to learn about what it is exactly that defines us as human beings. Or better yet, what unites us together as children of God. And what are the characteristics that establish a godly way of life and a godly home life? And what is God's intended definition of family? Because as I went about my usual business this week, meeting with a young couple who are preparing to be married, and going to 3 different houses for house blessings, and meeting for my weekly visit with the preschool children from our St. Mary Academy School, which I love so much, and my weekly visit with the mother-toddler ministry group here, up here in church, and attending the funeral of a newly departed prominent member of our community, and meeting with our St. Mary Girl Scouts troop yesterday after the funeral, and even visiting with all our brothers and sisters from the Detroit Federation of Ramallah last night at their annual installation banquet. With each of these opportunities this week, I was reminded of God's bigger picture of what family really is, and that somehow mystically, we are all related to each other as God's children. And that somehow, what defines us as human beings is much bigger and more complex than we may actually realize. Because in the epistle lesson this morning, St. Paul says that our life is really not our own. But he refers to Christ as being our life. And he reminds us that we are to put away earthly things, things like anger, and things like gossip, and things like evil desire, and things like jealousy, or lying, and especially, most of all, greed. And he reminds us that as children of God and as Christians, we believe that we are created in the image and after the likeness of our Creator, and that we are defined as human beings by much more than simply our earthly race. But we are united together as children of God because St. Paul says that Christ, who is our life, it is He who is everything and who is in everything. And then we heard in the gospel lesson about a man who seemed to really understand this basic truth of what it means to be a human being. Of the 10 lepers, the gospel said, that Jesus healed on that day in that small village on his way to Jerusalem, the gospel says that only one of them remembered to turn back and to go give thanks to Jesus for healing him and his friends. And he not only thanked Jesus, but the gospel says that he actually fell down on his at the feet of Jesus, offering his thanks to Jesus for what he had done, doing so in humility. And although it says that Jesus referred to him as a foreigner because the man was a Samaritan and he was considered to be from a different race, he asked, "Where are the other nine?" Then Jesus sent the man on his way, saying, "Rise and go your way. It is your faith that has made you well." Your faith. This man was no foreigner to Jesus, even though he was considered to be a foreigner by all those others. Yes, according to this account in the gospel, what defines us as human beings is much bigger than what we may actually realize. But I think the crown jewel for me this week, as I contemplated this theme that God gave me to consider, and as I went about my usual business, was something that Father George shared at two different times with me throughout the week. The first was a quote that he showed to me as he was researching something early last week for a paper he's writing, which defines human nature. And it defines human nature as being created in the image and likeness of God for a specific purpose. The single purpose of being in communion and in union with God. And without that purpose, as human beings, we cease to be human. Because when we deny God, we are actually denying ourselves. And in doing so, we are actually slowly destroying ourselves. And then in a sermon that Father George gave yesterday at the funeral, I think he summarized perfectly what the man in the gospel must have realized about what it means to be human. Father George said at one point in his sermon that the real definition of a man is devotion and faithfulness. He said that we're not defined just by our earthly success or our accomplishments, and it's not just our education that defines us, and it's not just our gender or our nationality or our heritage that defines us, and we're not only defined by the friends that we keep in this life or even by the service or the services, some of us, that we offer to the community around us. But Father George says, what truly defines us as human beings is the devotion and the faithfulness that we show to our family and to our faith and to our God. Because by doing so, we show devotion and faithfulness to our true family, our heavenly family. And I think it was exactly that kind of devotion and faith that Jesus was acknowledging in the humility that was shown by the one man in the gospel who returned to give his thanks back to Jesus for healing him and his friends. So, Abuna, I thank you for sharing your message of truth with me, wherever you are. And I also want to thank all of you for your weekly example and your weekly reminder of what it means to truly be a human being. And not only that, but also what it means to be God's thankful children and what it means to be a member of God's heavenly family by your regular presence here at God's heavenly banquet table, where we gather to be in communion and in union not only with each other, but also with our Lord and Savior. Because according to the gospel lesson this morning, that's what it truly means to be a human being. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.